Welcome everyone to Imagineering Talks. Today, we're going to be talking about something very special and very exciting. But before we get in, be sure to go to Instagram and follow us. Just search Imagineering Girls and it will appear for you. So today, we are going to be talking about my review on Pipeline. I said that on my video on my YouTube channel, which you can check with the same name. I said I did a video about Pipeline and a little POV of the ride. And I did kind of like a little review, but I didn't do like a dev review, but I said I was going to do it. So here I am. So last week, I think, yeah, like Saturday, Sunday last week, we went to go on the pass holder previews for Pipeline. So the Pipeline is SeaWorld's new coaster for 2020, SeaWorld Orlando's new coaster for 2023. This is a stand-up coaster, but they're not calling it a stand-up coaster, they're calling it a surf coaster, because even though you're standing up, you have like a little bit of movement with the seat. Like in the airtime hills, you go, like the seat pushes you up, and like in the more like G-force moments, it pulls you more like down and you like can bend your knees. So you have like more comfortable and more movement when you're on the ride. So it's manufactured by B&M. B&M hasn't done a stand-up coaster or surf coaster because the surf coaster is a new model. It's the first surf coaster in the world. But in general, stand-up coasters, they haven't done one in like 20 years, which that is a lot for not making that type of coaster. But they decided to do it on SeaWorld, and SeaWorld decided to do the roller coaster. The roller coaster is located. It's a great coaster because from the entrance, it just made like a whole new entrance for the park, because when you're standing outside, you can see the coaster and it looks amazing. And when it goes by, the train goes by, because the launch of the coaster is right beside the entrance, you can see the coaster launch. So it looks really nice. This coaster goes 60 miles per hour, goes up to a height of 110 feet, and it has a duration of 1 minute and 50 seconds, and it has only one inversion. This coaster was really like a weird kind of, at first when they presented it at first, like in the concept art, it was kind of weird. I was like, I didn't know, I was kind of like doubting SeaWorld why they choose that, because they have a lot of like big coasters, but they don't have like a lot of family coasters. Like Icebreaker, they did it now, but it was because they removed the comfort colors. Before, it was like 52 inches or 54 inches, I believe it was before. But now they removed the comfort colors, and now it's like 48 inches. But they don't have like that family coaster, so it was kind of weird that they were going to do another like big thrill coaster for the park. And also another thing that I was like doubting, it was like a stand-up coaster. I was like, SeaWorld already has like all, basically all type of coasters, and when I heard that it was going to be manufactured by B&M, I wasn't disappointed, because B&M is a good manufacturer, right? They have good quality and everything. But SeaWorld always goes with B&M. Like, Kraken is B&M, Manta's B&M, Mako's B&M. I think the only ride there, like the only roller coaster they have there that is not B&M is Icebreaker. But B&M, all of the roller coasters they have, almost except Icebreaker, are all manufactured by B&M. So it was kind of a weird decision, but as it went to construction phase, it kind of looked cool, because it looked kind of like fun. Like, even though it has a height requirement of 54 inches, it looked kind of cool because it didn't look like that intense. It looked more like a family coaster. Like, I believe, like, if it didn't have that high requirement, it would be a perfect family coaster for the park. So we went to ride it, and the area, they did it really nice. I think that's one of the most theming they have done to a roller coaster. Like Manta doesn't have that much. Manta's just like the aquarium during the queue, but nothing else, like, to tell you a story. Then Mako has a little, I think that when they did Mako, they wanted to do a little bit of more theming. So they tried to do it because the station is like a sunken ship. And like during your ride, like when you go really close to the pathways, you kind of like see you pass like through a sunken ship. So they tried to do a little bit more theming, but Icebreaker, they didn't do a whole lot of theming. Like, but Icebreaker that is like no theming is like, why did they choose the color track to be orange when the ride is called Icebreaker? That's still one of my questions. Like, I am still confused, because why would they do a roller coaster that's themed to ice, but they decided to go orange for the track? It's kind of weird, but it doesn't have a much theming. But then for this one, for Pipeline, they really paid attention to the details and like theming, because since you enter, it's kind of like a area / land, because for the other coasters, not like a big area, but for this one, they did kind of like a big area, and they really paid attention to details. Like, there are a lot of like fences during the area, but they decided to paint like murals of like surfing and stuff like that, which looked really, really nice. And I like that touch of color to the area. Another really cool thing that I liked is like the ride, you start with launch, then you go to a hammerhead turn, then you go to like this airtime hill, but it's kind of like different. And then you go down and you go like into the inversion, which is like, I could say it's like, they're calling it a new inversion, but for me, it's like a mix between a corkscrew and a zero G roll. It's kind of like that, because it's like a giant corkscrew, but it has a feeling of like a zero G roll. But before it does that inversion, it goes like really low to the ground. And that part, they did like in Manta, where you go through really close to like this kind of like pool and like fountain. And then like this kind of like water starts to like try to get you wet while you pass. Well, in Pipeline, they did almost kind of like the same thing, because when you go down that part, you can see like the fountain. And you can see like those little trying to get you wet flashes of water going like sideways through the cart, but they never get you wet. Another detail is you go into the queue. The queue, I really, really like this queue, because that's another thing. It's like, it's not theming, but for me, it's like really paid attention. Finally, some park did it. They finally paid attention that the Florida heat is really, really hot in the summer. It's really, really hot, and the sun is like, it burns you. So they did, like, they really paid attention to that. They put a lot of like shade, like giant umbrellas to cover the whole queue, which gives you a lot, like, it kind of cools you down. They put a lot of fans during the queue. And when you enter the station, there's like big fans that keep you cool during your wait. When you enter the station, it's really nice, because the station, they did like this kind of like wooden floor, like if you're like on the beach and like you're on a pier on the beach. And then they like on the right of the station, one of the walls, they painted like a whole mural. And then one really cool thing is that every roller coaster in SeaWorld, They have, like, for smaller belongings, like your sunglasses, your, it could be little bags, it could be, literally anything that could fall off during your ride, on Pipeline and roller and the other roller coasters. So in the other one, it's just like a metal cage, but in this one, they really, I really like that. They did like this giant, coolers, and they look really, really nice. They like paint them with really bright colors, and it looks really, really cool. It really matches the theming. Then another thing is like where the operators, basically send the ride, they theme that part to like, a lifeguard tower at the beach, which looks really cool. And another thing that I think I really love is when the train pulls to the station, the floor of the train, it's a surfboard. Like the front of the car is the shape of a surfboard. It has like the grip of like skateboards and surfboards. And when you look really close, you can see that in the surfboard, there are like patterns of like sharks and other ocean animals, which look really nice. The seats are really, really comfortable. I really like the wrist terrain. It's basically just a lap bar with like the little vest that B&M is doing right now. And it's really comfortable. Then when the ride starts, I really like this. It's like really gets you like surprised. The ride comes into the launch, stops. It stays like there like for 3 seconds. You're like waiting, standing up. You're like waiting, we're in launch. And then when it does the launch, it has like this little bunny heel on the launch, which gives you like that pop of airtime. And then it goes into the hammerhead turn, which is amazing. Then you go down. Then when you hit that first airtime heel, that's one of the most amazing parts. Like, because you can move the seat, like the seat moves with the ride. The seat pushes you up with your feet, like fly, and you like can move them around. And then you go down, you do the inversion, which I thought was gonna be like really forceful. It was not forceful at all. It was very smooth, everything. It was not forceful, it was very enjoyable. One thing that I really noticed about the Pipeline is that it's a very revivable coaster. Like Kraken at SeaWorld is like a roller coaster. Like for me, I only do it once because it's really like, it gives me headaches when I get off the ride. But this one is really revivable because it's very smooth. It doesn't have that much G-forces. It has a lot of airtime, which is fun. So then you go through the inversion and then you start doing like this kind of like helix, but it's not like a complete helix, it's like half helix, like turns and very low to the ground. And then like it gives you like some kind of like some part gives you like little airtime and stuff like that. Then you go to the final turn and into the brakes. And then that's beside you is the maintenance barn. But beside you, the maintenance barn has been painted with a mural from the other side, which is looks towards the parking lot, and the other part, which looks towards the brake run and the whole Pipeline kind of like area. Then you go into the station and it's just amazing coaster. Like if I had to rate it, I would say like 100 out of 10. It was an amazing decision for SeaWorld. I love that they added this to their park. If I have to rate it, comparing it to other SeaWorld Orlando coasters that they have, I kind of say it's between my, it's kind of like two, but it's also kind of one because I really love Mako. And Mako for me is like my number one, but Pipeline is like my number two, but when I ride it, I'm like, that's my number one. So I'm like, I don't know which one I'm gonna choose, if it's gonna be my number one or my number two. So then, after you get out of the ride, you pick your belongings, like the glass, stuff like that. You go down the ramp and you go to the locker area and the store. So yeah, Pipeline in the area, they have their own lockers. You can rent there. They're always the same price as the other lockers and did increase or decrease the price. You see your photos, you can pick them up, and then the store, they didn't bring a lot of merch for like Pipeline exclusively, but they bring some, and I think for me, I really like their merch. So the store is kind of like really, really small store. It's not like that big of a store, like the Mako store. It's like really big, but this one is kind of like this small store. So the store has obviously merch of SeaWorld Orlando, the normal merch, but they have the Pipeline merch, and they have like these shirts of like bright colors with the Pipeline logo. They have baseball caps with the Pipeline logo in front. They have like this kind of like this portrait of the coaster, like this the concept part of the coaster with like a big medallion of Pipeline. They have that for I don't know if they're going to have that tomorrow in the opening day. But they had like this pin, like this medallion kind of like pins you put on your shirt, and it says first to ride Pipeline. So yeah, it was an amazing coaster. It was an amazing experience and everything. One really cool detail that I really loved is that the store is called High Surf, and that's really cool because that was the name people thought it was going to be the name for the ride. And they like, because always in the teasers for the ride, it always says High Surf Alert. So people thought the ride was gonna be named High Surf, but it was later then named Pipeline. So they chose to put that name of High Surf on the store for the ride. So yeah, that's my review. It was an amazing ride, amazing experience. I really love the details. I really love the coaster. Everything was so amazing. It was so amazing to be able to be the first ones to ride the coaster. The coaster officially opens May 27th, which is tomorrow. And I am so excited for the opening. I can't wait to ride it again. I rode it already, I think 5 times, because I really like loved the experience. But yeah, that will be my review for today. I hope you guys liked it. Be sure to check out the YouTube channel where I will be uploading at least once a week Disney or SeaWorld videos and like construction of the 2024 coaster of SeaWorld Orlando, and also the construction of the Disney and POV of rides, and just like a normal day at Disney having fun and everything. And also check out the Instagram page, just search Imagineering Thrills, and there I will be posting everything I see in the parks that it's interesting and everything. So yeah, I hope you guys like this podcast, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.